this week we're joined by second-year wide receiver Cecil Shorts out of Mount Union. And, boy, what a difference a year makes. So what do you attribute the difference from your rookie year to this year to where you have a franchise record of number of catches over 50 yards?
Just hard work. Hard work and dedication. Learning how to prepare. I think last year was a big difference between preparing in college and preparing at this level. And preparing against guys that played in the league like a Rondé Barber or Jonathan Joseph that have been around seven, or you know, Rondé Barber been around forever. That's seen everything. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, trying to make the little things right. And I think Jerry Sutton is a big reason why.
He's a perfectionist, isn't he?
Absolutely. We're just talking about that.
Yeah, he demands a lot.
He does.
And your dad is a coach.
Yes.
So you know, you're like two peas in a pod right with that situation, aren't you?
Definitely. I think up until now, my father's been my hardest coach I've had to deal with. This is because, you know, father's son. Mm-hmm. But Coach Sutton definitely gets on you, but he means well. He knows his stuff. He's definitely a legend in the game.
Are you looking forward to you and Justin Blackmon, you know, second year rookie growing together? Because this franchise, when, you know, when I was wearing a uniform, Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardell, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've seen their pictures around mm-hmm. the building.
It's definitely something I think fans and people can look forward to, this dynamic duo for the future.
Well, today we're gonna look at some film of you, and it's not all good.
Okay.
But let's jump into the film and look at some plays.
Sounds good.
Here you are at the bottom of the screen. Mm-hmm. This is one of the bad plays. Tell me what you would do differently if you could do this play again.
That's what we call a stop route. Mm-hmm. Experienced DB like Newman, if you go back to the beginning, number one, got to fire off the ball right away. Make him think I'm going deep. Mm-hmm. If I do that, then he'll, you know, be able to go down. He'll be keep going downfield, and I'll be able to stop and come back to the ball.
He'd turn his hips and open up, and then the other thing is you coming back to the ball, right?
Exactly. I can't sit there and wait on it. That's not going to happen.
This one here, you know this play. Here you are at the bottom of the screen, and...
Fourth quarter.
What'd you do wrong?
Pushed off too high.
Too high?
Pushed off too high.
Explain to people what the... because in the game... You pushed off, you had your hands kind of up here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to kind of get guide the defensive back, and mm-hmm. that's kind of keeping that hand low, right?
Keeping it low and kind of just, like you said, keeping the elbow in and just pushing it. Just pushing by gently, and they'll never call it. But if you put your hands up by the shoulder anywhere up top and they can see it, they're definitely going to call it. This is big.
And it was a great catch, great route, just to be a little more subtle, right?
Yeah. A little late in the call, but yeah, can't do that.
All right, top of the screen, the Calvin Johnson rule.
You got to keep the ball in possession, even when you hit the ground. That's the thing.
And there's not a whole lot to learn here. Just hold on to the ball.
Hold on to the ball. I had it 2 feet in.
And an elbow.
So three, if you want to call it, and then the ball came out afterwards.
All right, let's move on to the good. And I'm going to try to catch this play here because the film's kind of funny. You're at the top of the screen working against Tim Jennings, veteran quarterback.
Yeah, he's leading the league in interception, I think.
He is. And what I like about this play is watch Tim Jennings' feet. Mm-hmm. That right there, he settles him. And what does that mean for you?
Running by.
and that was designed. I mean, you're trying to get him to set his feet so mm-hmm. you can go vertical here.
Absolutely.
And what a catch.
Great ball by Blaine right there, giving me an opportunity.
One-handed?
All one hand.
And you carried it all the way to the ground.
Yes, sir.
This is my favorite route of the year. You're at the top of the screen. This is against Oakland in Oakland. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite route that you had all year long.
We call it the chase route, which is basically they're in the zone right here. Mm-hmm. So kind of run off the safety, try to get the safety to bite, and he bit.
He bit. You're kind of giving him the impression that you're running kind of like a post out.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that, post out?
We call it the trace, basically.
Trace, okay. Yeah. And then once you get him to turn his hips and go to the sideline.
Or up the field.
Vertical. Gone. Love that play. That's my favorite route of the year. Green Bay. Here at the bottom of the screen against Green Bay. There you are. I love this route because it sets the defensive back up perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Bourbon route. Just kind of like an arrow, yeah. Just running straight to the near hash, and give him a little peek to the quarterback.
Turning the head to the inside.
Which will give the DB a little hint, and then after that, just break to the sideline. You got to break to the angle to the sideline, right. Either high or low, based off the defensive back.
So you call that a bourbon route. Do you got a whiskey route?
We do have a whiskey.
Okay. Continuing on against the Green Bay Packers, I like this because at the top of the screen, the Green Bay is showing you kind of like a single high safety, but mm-hmm. that's not really what it is. They try to disguise it and end up dropping back in cover two. And where's the soft spot in cover two?
In the hole, right between the safety and the corner.
Describe that to people. It's between the corner at the top, who's basically step for step for you, and then mm-hmm. the safety, right?
Yeah, the corner has a flat route. You try to get a little jam on you, and he'll sit low, and the safety sit over top, trying to defend that big half in the field.
And what I like the best here is you actually choke the speed down mm-hmm. to stay in that hole.
Yep, you don't want to keep running because the safety would be right there and it would hit you or pick the ball off.
Green Bay at the top of the screen. Just watch the defensive back here. This is a little quick slant. I love this route. One of safety creeps up.
Yep, definitely a check. I had a stop route, which we saw earlier in Cincinnati film, mm-hmm. but it was a weak safety came off, which is a blitz, so it's a hot. And our high is a quick slant right there, and then Blaine did a good job of seeing it.
And the corner is way out of bounds. All right, I'm going to fast forward here to a couple plays here against the Houston Texans. This was an outstanding play. You're at the top of the screen.
That's one thing Coach talked about, being sudden. If you see at the top, stop right now.
Instead of choking boom, boom. Down. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be an 18-wheeler. You want to be a Maserati, right?
Exactly.
And then the move. Stiff arm and get moving.
Coach always said catch the ball first and the rest will happen.
And so. Inside move, touchdown. Big time play.
Wasn't bad.
Well, thanks for sitting with us on the film room, and I congratulating you, and the season's not over with. Mm-hmm. But you're getting better and better and better, and you're a joy to watch.
I appreciate it.